Mom's Movement Radio. Mom's Movement Radio. Welcome to Mom's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. We have a special edition of Mom's Movement Radio Show. We will be talking about the story of Sarah Cruzan and child trafficking in North America. As always, I want to keep all of you informed of this ever-growing societal concern. You should be informed because this could happen to anyone, anytime, and anywhere. The show I've planned for all of you today is a follow-up to the show that we did back in September about Sarah Cruzan's movement. When we return, we're going to talk to the founders, Kim Deanne and Carrie Christie, about the updates regarding the Sarah Cruzan case. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I mentioned before the break, today's topic is about Sarah Cruzan and child trafficking in North America. Just a recap for all of you, I'm going to briefly bring you up to speed on Sarah's story. The Sarah Cruzan case got a one-month extension on Thursday, October 18th, putting off until mid-November the deadline for prosecutors to respond to a California Supreme Court order to examine whether Cruzan, in prison since 1995 for murdering her former pimp a year earlier at the age of 16, is entitled to a new trial. Spokesman for the Riverside County District Attorney's Office, John Hall, said that the request for the delay was mutual between Cruzan's attorneys and prosecutors, and that George Gary Tranbarger has set November 19th for the next proceeding. The state high court ordered the case back to Riverside County to reconsider a rejection of Cruzan's new trial bid. Her attorney says she should be allowed to present a defense as a victim of intimate partner battering by the pimp George Gilbert G.G. Howard. That defense was not available in her first trial. Cruzan, now 34, says she was abused and raped since she was 11 by Howard, who eventually shopped her as a prostitute. Supporters in her high-profile campaign have linked her case to human trafficking concerns. They have also sought Cruzan's release from prison on credit for time served. But those requests have either been denied or put on hold. When we return, ladies, we will speak with the founders Kim Deanne and Carrie Christie of the Free Sarah Cruzan Movement. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. As I stated before the break, today's show is a special edition of Mom's Movement Radio Show. We are speaking to two wonderfully passionate ladies who have dedicated their lives to seeing Sarah Cruzan freed. This show is the follow-up to our Sarah Cruzan show from September. We have Kim Deanne, founder, and Carrie Christie, co-founder, here from the Sarah Cruzan movement on our show. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
How are both of you?
Doing wonderful.
We're doing great, and thank you for having us.
Not a problem. It's my pleasure to have you both back. I'm all excited to hear about all the wonderful things that have been happening with the Sarah Cruzan movement and how, if we've seen any progression or what's happening. So why don't you ladies tell me a little bit about what's happening since the last time we talked?
Well, since we last spoke, we have made some progress. Maybe kind of indirectly to Sarah because, you know, we're still fighting for her freedom. But we just had a huge proposition, a law pass in California, which is going to combat and essentially stop human trafficking in the state of California. On top of that, The last time we spoke, we were waiting to hear back from the district attorney, who is in charge of Sarah's case. And we did get another extension. The extension right now is November 19th. So, again, we're looking at another extension, but we're hoping for good news in this case. We just can't see why they would continue to extend it any further. So we're definitely hoping for some good news. I'm in the state of, is in the state of San California, in the city of San Diego, and she's actually been in the action, right in action every single day. So she probably can share so much more than I can from that perspective.
Yeah, it's really just been a whirlwind of events. We take every opportunity that we can, as the team Sarah, to get out and share about Sarah's story. And so we've been, helping to share Sarah's story and to educate the community. We've presented at several Black community forums, teaching folks. From teachers to educators to community leaders about child sex trafficking and just trying to get the word out about this epidemic that's occurring and here in America, everywhere around the world, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, while we're trying to free Sarah. So we've done, like I said, participated in quite a few of those forums recently. We just were able to get Sarah's story onto the Dr. Phil
Wow,
show.
that's great. I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, it was definitely phenomenal. The Dr. Phil show was really wonderful to our organization and to Sarah. They were able to accommodate, the situation, and they were able to air the show on October 17th, which was the day before we were supposed to get word about Sarah's case from the DA. Anyhow, we had Sarah's mother on the
Wow,
show,
that's great.
Dr. Phil. Yeah. And Sarah's aunt, Ann Rogan. And she's, been on, at the forefront of fighting for
I
her
have a
niece.
quick question. I didn't know that Sarah's mom was actively involved in this. I th just thought it was her aunt that was really at the forefront of this movement.
Well, her mom is not actively involved at all. In fact, if you were able to watch the show, or if anyone, who's listening, saw the show, her mom still blames Sarah for what happened. And really, we didn't know what to expect when she said that she would, be willing to go on the show, the mother. We had no idea what she was going to say. We had no idea how the turnout was going to be. But we definitely felt that we had so much support from the state of California, with the Senator Leland Yee being on the show and talking about Sarah and his thoughts on the case. And we also had another attorney. We also had Mira Sorvino, who is an actress who also talked about human trafficking in the movie that she was recently in. So we definitely had a lot of support out there. And, we felt like Sarah's mother really exposed herself. We felt like this was the first time ever that the world got to see,
Sarah grew
that
up.
this mother had failed
Yeah,
Sarah.
and that's exactly what I was just going to say. This is exactly what Sarah grew up with. And a part of, meanwhile, the mother's still deflecting her inability to be a mother to Sarah, because firstly, isn't that how Sarah was originally on the streets, correct? How did she end up with the child
No.
trafficking?
Well, she was, really, just, well, you know what? As far as the child sex trafficking, we believe that the mother may have introduced Sarah to her trafficker. She definitely knew who he was, and she also said on the show that she knew him from the area and so forth. But according to Aunt Anne, Sarah's aunt, the mother introduced the trafficker to her personally.
and said it was a family friend.
Right.
So that all of that story came out on the Dr. Phil show. And, you know, over the course of the show, the mother went from saying she didn't know Gigi, had never heard of him, to, you know, after Dr. Phil just kept in on her like he does, right? Like just getting real with people. And he wouldn't let her, you know, get out of, like, just saying that she had no idea what happened to Sarah. You know, Sarah's mother's story changed over the course of the show about 3 or 4 times. So, you know, the truth came out. You know, the truth, as far as, you know, the mom did know what was going on, and she didn't do anything. And like Kim said, she still blames Sarah, and she still isn't owning her part. You know, which is sad. And so it was just amazing, though, the support that was garnered from the show. You know, Dr. Phil, he specifically said, you know, the headlines of what was said about Sarah should have been, you know, what was it, Kim? The pedophile.
Child pedophile pimp. You know what? I don't remember exactly, to be honest with you, but he definitely put it in a way that made a lot of sense. And I love the fact how, you know, not only was the trafficker exposed, you know, it was also the abuse that Sarah endured throughout her life that was also brought to the forefront on the show. You know, at some point, the mother tried to deny the molestation that had occurred in her house home with the different men that she brought home. And, you know, eventually, you know, Dr. Phil asked her repeatedly, and she had to eventually own up to it. You know, of course, she didn't say it was her fault or she didn't take any responsibility for it, but it was definitely made, you know, known to the world for the very first time. They got to see both sides of the story, you know, from the mother and Sarah. And there was no denying that everything that has been presented in this case was indeed the truth. You know, so we were very pleased with the show. I mean, we can't talk about it enough, how pleased we were with the show and even the support that we got from Dr. Phil. You know, because a lot of times people say, you know, anything can happen on a talk show. The story can be twisted. You know, it can make you look bad. And, you know, so we were definitely concerned. But at the same time, we knew that the truth would prevail, and it did. So with that being said, you know, we're very, very happy with the way things have gone since the last time we spoke. The last time we spoke, we were kind of doing weekly events, and, you know, every day we had an event for supporters to get involved in, take action. Whereas now we have one campaign that we are asking supporters to send us letters of support. They can email letters to info@freesarahcruzan.org. We're basically asking, you know, if they can write a letter of support to Sarah. Really not to her, but, you know, maybe to the organization. If they email it to us, we can always fix it to tailor specific needs at, you know, some point in time if we need to. But we definitely need letters of support saying that, you know, you support Sarah, why you feel that she should be free. If you want to go to your local church, if you know any leaders in your community, we need all the support that we can get on behalf of Sarah. So that is what we're asking for at this time.
Well, I was going to say, how is Sarah feeling right now? Does she know what's happening?
Yeah, she knows what's happening, and she's always remained hopeful. So, you know, she's just anxious, you know. It's been a long road, and it's like ever since this hit the governor's office in 2010, I don't think that her anxiety has slowed down one bit ever since, you know, because she knows we're getting near the end. She knows that she's in the light now. She knows that everyone is aware of her case. So she's definitely anxious. She's definitely hoping and praying for the best. She continues to study. She continues to work with the women who are in prison, you know, trying to find ways to help them out and, you know, and things like that. So, you know, she's doing the best that she can.
Yeah, she actually just put on a conference in the prison just very recently in the last few weeks. She worked with some folks that she's known for several years. She put together a curriculum, and it wasn't mandatory, and I believe she had about 80 participants sign up for her conference. And you know, 80 participants is great on the outside. So you know, for it being something on the inside, that really says a lot about who she is and what she does, and you know, how helpful she is. And you know, we just can't wait for her to come home, because I mean, there's just so much that she can do for people all over the world, you know, survivors and human trafficking victims, and you know, just people in general. She has so much to offer, so we just can't wait to get her home so that she can shine that light to everybody out here on these sides of the walls.
For sure. For sure. So ladies, I wanted to thank both of you for coming on and sharing with me and doing this follow-up show. For everyone listening, we will keep you updated on the Sarah Cruzan story. And I definitely want to hear back from both of you regarding any new updates.
Okay, sounds good. And we want supporters to also remember to go visit our websites, you know, to support Sarah. We have www.imsjk.com, and we have www.freesarahcruzan.org. And last but not least, you can join us on Facebook, Forces for Sarah. You can also join us on Twitter, which is Free Sarah Cruzan. And please, we still need your signatures for our online petition, which is on change.org/FreeSarah.
Well, ladies, that's great. Thank you once again for being on Moms Movement Radio Show.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Janae.
Thank you for having us.
Women's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Azenstrauss, where we will talk to women all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of women who are changing their lives by force. Thank you to Kim and Carrie for keeping us abreast of the events of the Sarah Cruzan movement. I am so thankful I met both of you, and now I have the opportunity to help in the Sarah Cruzan movement by sharing this message all around the world with women who have the ability to partake in partitioning change for Sarah and kids just like her. Sarah, I know Kim will provide you with the podcast downloads for you to listen to after the show airs. I want you to know women all over the world are hearing your story and will make sure that we do everything in our power to see you free. No, you are not alone, and every step you take, there's a multitude of women who are marching for you. Just like Martin Luther King had a dream and stated lastly in his famous speech that this will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with a new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring." I too, Sarah, have a dream. I never understood until knowing your story that I was created so I could share this poem with you. I wrote this poem about 16 years ago called "I Have a Dream." And in this poem, I state, "I have a dream of walking through distant lands, in water and upon the sand. I have outgrown my present surroundings. I have a dream that I would like to fulfill one day, but I must wait and have faith that you will give me my heart's desires. Children hurt, mothers cry, angels watch helplessly, only following commands. You're the one who knows the plan, but still, I have a dream. I am dreaming of tears being wiped away and mourners being comforted, hunger non-existent, thirst quenched, killing ceased, life being preserved. I have a dream that every knee will drop to the ground to pray, heal our land. I am not the only one who has this dream. I am many of the same, of one called by name, unified by innocent blood. But this dream will not be fulfilled if we do not come together. Let them come, whoever is in need. Let them come, whoever is thirsty. Look to the bright morning star. Each of us has been given a task, yet some do not know what to perform. All that can be done is to wrap yourself around faith and wait until the appointed time. As the world continues to turn, children keep being born. Those crying keep crying out for mercy. We will be heard as we march towards the mountaintops of Zion. We will be heard. Yes, I have a dream today. And that dream remains for tomorrow and the lifetime that the fragile flames shine until splendor and glory embrace us. Let everyone who has this dream come. Righteousness will prosper. Everyone, righteousness will succeed. Do not be afraid. The spirit does not fear, but possesses power and love. Oh yes, I have a dream today. But until this day arrives, let us embrace liberty. It is rightfully ours. Now, everyone take your stand, or whoever wants to be a part of the plan, stand. Do not fear. There is no fear in perfect love. Embrace each other, sister and brothers, for that is the purpose, to accept the dream and put it into action. Arise, my people, arise, be driven by the bright morning star. Sarah, this poem is special to me and has resonated and given me hope throughout the trials in my life. It constantly appears whenever I least expect it. I hope this poem gives you the hope you need and helps you stay strong in the midst of all of the noise surrounding your upcoming trial. I want to thank all of you for listening to Mom's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. Join me next week here on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMRN. Lastly, ladies, please know, live to aspire, strive to empower, join to unite. When I get older,
for some fateful day, it's too far away. So right now I say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Whoa.
So many wars settled in scores.
All that we've been through, and now there is more.
I hear them say, love is the way.
That's what they say.
But we're not just dreamers or broken down grievers.
Our hand will reach us and heaven will see us.
This can't control us, no, it can't hold us down.
We gon' pick it up even though we still
struggling.
No longer our survey.
And we wondering,
but don't pull no V.
Patiently wait for some other day.
That's too far away. So right now I say,
help from the government. We forget about the people still struggling and assume that it's really all love again. Nah, see, we don't have to wait for things to break apart. If you weren't involved before, it's never too late to start. You probably think that it's too far to even have to care.
Well, take a look at where you live. What if it happened there? You have to know the urge to make a change lies within, and we can be the reason that they see their flag rise again.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
And then it goes back,
and then it goes back,
then it goes back.
You're now listening to WMRF.